My wife is one of my greatest blessings from the Lord. The Lord gave me the joy and privilege of leading her to Christ when we were both studying in Manila. And even her parents, the Lord gave me the joy and privilege of leading them both to the Lord. But both of them went home to be with the Lord early, and my wife is the only child. She was an orphan, that's why I adopted her. And that adoption produced 4 wonderful children.
Amen.
So I jokingly say I have also a small orphanage, but an expensive one. just kidding. All right, once again, thank you for this privilege to be with you all. Pastor, thank you very much, sir. Pastor Bob, you've been so kind and generous to us. You know, the first time we've met your pastor, after the family of Brother Sean took us to Cracker Bear, your pastor filled us up with fuel. Yeah, and gave us some funds for groceries as well.
Amen.
Very generous pastor. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Amen.
And Pastor Tim also, sir, I salute you for many years of serving the Lord, and I know you have a very, very strong desire to come to the Philippines.
Amen.
I will pray about that, okay? And maybe you could send even your pastor with Pastor Tim to come and visit us and other missionaries in the Philippines that they know. I believe it will be a great blessing. I challenge the church. Send your pastor. Don't worry. We'll take care of them. Yeah, we'll feed them good food. Dog meat. No, just kidding.
Just kidding.
No more. That is the old days. Now, okay, we've been Americanized. We know how to take care of our American guests. All right. Also, I would like to thank this church for being so kind, you know, and hospitable to our son, Davis. Pray for him. He is on his deputation. It's very challenging for him because while studying, they do deputation. Unlike before, the graduates before of their Bible College, Marietta Bible College, after graduation, were given 2 years. Like my siblings, they graduated there. I was not able to study there because I'm too old, you know. That opened up to the younger ones. Those first ones that studied there, my siblings, after they graduated, they have 2 years to go on the deputation place support. But now, this generation now, JBSS and others, after they graduate, they go back to the Philippines. So JBSS will be finishing school this December, although he would be included in the March, this May 19th, but he still have one semester. And after that semester, he will go back to the Philippines. He's doing deputation while studying. That is only open to the fourth year students. So please pray for him. Alright, it is our heart's desire to be a blessing to you all this morning. I enjoyed the question and answer, the Sunday school time. Thank you so much. But I pray as a servant of God to be used by the Lord as an instrument to be a blessing in the preaching of His word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. Please open your Bibles there. And if you are able, please stand as we give reverence to the leading of the Holy Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. If you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
Alright. The Bible says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God who art is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, humbly Lord, we come before your throne of grace. I am so thankful, O God, for giving me this privilege to preach your word this morning to your wonderful people. Lord, I ask that your hand will be upon your servant. Use me only, O God, as an instrument, as a footstool, O Lord of yours, so that you would be magnified, lifted up, glorified in our midst. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless this church. Thank you for the man of God that is leading your work here. I pray, O God, speak to the hearts of your people. English is not my main language, O God, but you know my heart's desire. Be lifted up. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Please be seated.
I would like to preach to you a message I've entitled A Model Church. This is the church in Thessalonica. Okay? I believe the church in Thessalonica was not a perfect church. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Because there is no such thing as a perfect church, right?
Amen.
Perfection is only in heaven. Amen?
Yes.
While we are here in the earth, we are imperfect people. And as long as the church is composed of imperfect people, amen, it will be imperfect. Perfection is only in heaven. But clearly, folks, the church in Thessalonica, though imperfect, was used as a model, an example for many churches. Why was the church in Thessalonica a model church? Four simple thoughts I would like to share with you. In my church, when I preach, I usually preach 45 minutes. But when I'm here in the States, early on, I was taught, blessed is the missionary that preaches short because he will get support. So I'm trying my best. So this will not be very, very long, all right? But I pray that this will be a challenge. A model church. Why is the church in Thessalonica a model church? Number one, because of their reputation. Reputation in the word of the Lord. That is seen in verse 3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, the labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. This was their reputation. This church has the word of faith. Faith for them was not just a matter of talk. It was evident in their actions.
Amen.
I believe the ministry is a work of faith. I believe the church is a work of faith. Planting village churches in the Philippines is a work of faith. I said that to you in the Sunday school hour. In 1999, I'm starting my own ministry. Okay, I said to my father, a senior missionary in the Philippines, Dad, God is calling me to plant village churches. Way back then, my dad said to me, Bo, my son, that's not practical. Churches are poor. Churches won't survive. They won't be able to pay their own preacher. But now, by God's grace, to Him be glory. We have 9 established village churches, amen?
Amen.
With their own church buildings and independent ministry. And we have, all in all, 16 works going on. This model has been copied by many other missionaries, my relatives and other missionaries. And we praise the Lord. The goal now in the Philippines is not to establish one mega church, but to plant many, many village churches and to train the national pastor that leads them.
Amen.
In 2004, Pastor, I said to our church, in this county, La Paz is our area, of 65,000 people, 21 villages, there needs to be at least one Christian school that will reach the kids to the Lord, you know,
Amen.
Teach them biblical Christian values, reach out to their parents also. Way back then, my church said to me,
We cannot do that, Pastor. We don't have the funds. But I said to them, we have the faith.
Amen.
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 But without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
Amen.
For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We just started our Christian school with 17 pupils. By God's grace, to Him be glory. Now we have 280 students in our Christian school. In 2019, I started the biggest project I did in my 20 years of missionary work, the preacher's hall. I don't have the funds. I just have the blueprint. It's just the plan, you know. It's a drawing. I said to our people, pray and let's have faith that this drawing will not just remain a drawing. Amen? But now, by God's grace, it is 80% done.
Amen. That's good.
If the Lord allowed us to have the 80%, I believe the Lord will allow us to have the remaining 20% done.
That's right.
How is our faith? Do we still live by faith? Do we still exercise our faith as a church? This church has the work of faith. They have the labor of love. They can continue to work, you know, to labor in spite of getting hurt. This came from the Greek word koros, which means pain. In the Philippines, folks, especially in my area, you know, when it rains, we have floods. Okay, Jabez, they have floods in the school, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Because they are in the river of Marietta. In our area, we are like that. When it rains in our highway, sometimes we will have flood waters up to here, in our main highway, up to here, for Filipinos, up to here for Americans. And the flood waters stay for like 5 days, around 5 days. My people are farmers. We plant rice in my area. And when flood comes, they would lose their harvest. As their missionary pastor, I visit them and I give few kilos of rice. And my people cry. And my heart cries for my people. But you know what encourages me? In spite of all these struggles and challenges, they don't stop serving God. You know why? Because they love the Lord. Amen. The Bible says it is the love of Christ that constraineth us.
That's right. Amen.
Yes. This church, they have the work of faith, they have the labor of love, they have the patience of hope. They can patiently endure because they know that something better is coming. We as believers know that something better is coming. This world is not our home.
Yeah.
Amen. And what is the blessed hope of every believer?
Amen.
It is the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, folks, I grew up in the ministry. I was just 1 year old when my dad surrendered to the call of God to preach. The ministry has been my life. I am looking forward to see my Savior face to face one day.
Yes.
Amen.
And with Him is our rewards. Amen?
Amen?
And I don't know if you believe me, it might be very, very soon.
That's correct.
Amen. Amen. Are you rapture ready? Say amen.
Amen.
That is our blessed hope.
Yes.
This church, that was their reputation. They have the work of faith, the labor of love, the patience of hope. That's why they were a model church. Number two, not just because of their reputation, because of their reception. Reception of what? Of the word of God. That is seen in verse 4, 5, and 6. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with what? With joy of the Holy Ghost. Folks, this church, okay, received the word of God in the midst of affliction. I believe they are just a poor church, okay? In the midst of affliction, they receive it with joy. It came to them in power. In chapter 2, verse 13, it says here, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing,
Because when you receive the word of God, which you have heard of us, you receive it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Folks, they received the word of God, and joy came to them in power, and it effectively worked in them. Amen.
Amen.
As a church, do we still receive the word of God with joy? Are we still excited with the word of God? Is the word of God still being received in power? Is the word of God still effectively working in us? This church, before, they were idol worshipers. But because of the word of God, they learned to serve God in spirit and in truth. One of the men that I led to Christ is Brother Sonny, or Brother Teban as we call him. Okay, Sonny is his real name, but his nickname is Teban. Brother Teban is a tall, masculine Filipino guy. Very rare that you could see a tall, masculine Filipino. His profession, he was a butcher. He butchers a lot of pig every day. But he was a drunkard. He has a bad reputation in the community when he gets drunk. He gets into mess. Yesterday morning, Pastor, we are doing door knocking, so winning. I happened to knock at the door of their house. And Brother Sonny opened the door, and I opened to him the word of God, shared him the way of salvation, and that morning, Brother Teban got saved. God worked in his life. The word of God changed him little by little. And he left drinking.
Amen.
He lost some friends, but he gained better ones.
Amen.
Amen. We want to the Lord all of his children. Now his grandchildren are also with us serving the Lord.
Amen.
When it is our church anniversary or my birthday in the Philippines, he gives as a token of gratitude a roasted piglet.
All right.
You know that? It is called in the Philippines lechon. Okay, that's like a big thing in the Philippines. Every time you do a big, you know, what they call that? Celebration or gathering, they have lechon. So he give that. Why does he give that? He is taking God because he cannot believe that God can save and change a man such as he was. God can still do that. Amen.
Amen.
God can still save and change lives even until now.
Yes.
Because the word of God is still powerful.
Amen.
Folks, this church received the word of God with joy. It came to them in power, and it effectively worked in them. I saw this also not just because of their reputation, not just because of their reception. Thirdly, I would say they were a model church also because of their regard. Or letter R's, okay? Regard of what? Regard of the workers of the Lord. That is seen in verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Apostle Paul, the great missionary, saying here, I am thanking God for this church in Thessalonica. I am thanking them always in my prayer. Every time I remember them, I cannot but be thankful to the Lord. There are some churches that servants of God, you know, could just be thankful for. Amen. Because they knew how to regard servants of the Lord. Folks, when I go around to the village churches we have planted, they now have their own respective pastors. But I still remind them every time I get to preach to them, okay? Church, love your pastor. Say amen.
Amen.
Support your pastor. Respect your pastor. Back him up. Especially his goals in the ministry of the Lord. Amen. Because we know this already. A church that did not learn how to regard right the man of God, the men of God, cannot be called a model church. Amen. I grew up in the ministry. I saw the hardships of a pastor, a missionary, and his family. Growing up, I saw so many persecutions. When I will wake up in the morning, hanging on my mosquito net, in the old days we used mosquito net, hanging on my mosquito net a piece of hourglass window and a piece of stone brought about by the people who hated us, especially the drunkards at night, because of us sharing the gospel in the community. One
time in the fourth church my dad started, Lighthouse Baptist Church in Puerto Tarlac, we were able to lead to the Lord a woman who is a pregnant, Sister Seng. She was pregnant and she was so eager to serve God, we invited her pastor to join us in a camp meeting in Baguio. And she did. God worked in that camp. But after the camp, the devil worked also. The baby in her womb died. The husband blamed us for the death of his supposed son. He thought that his trip to Baguio, you know, caused the miscarriage. And he got so furiously mad upon knowing that the baby that has died was a boy and they had three girls. He was wanting a boy. This man happens to be the only son of the police chief officer of that place.
Oh, man.
He threatened us many, many times. He wanted to get especially my dad for the death of his supposed to be son. When they are drunk, one afternoon they came, about four of them, they are drunk. And my parents were away. I was in that little place that a lot smaller than this one that we have as our home and our place of worship as well. My parents were away. They came and they wanted to enter the house. I locked the doors and even the windows. But what they did, they broke a portion of our window and they were throwing inside bottles. Bottles probably of the beer that they have consumed. We have cemented floor, Pastor. Just imagine if bottles would be thrown. Pieces are being scattered by force everywhere. I was about 14 or 15 years old way back then. A young lad, like the some of these kids. I was so terrified, crying, hiding myself for protection in one corner. You know, and I was crying in prayer to God. I said to the Lord, Lord, protect our family as we serve you. And I praised God. God answered my prayer. They left. They did not harm me. But when my parents went back that evening, that afternoon, I told them what happened and I told my dad, Dad, don't pray for me to become a preacher anymore. As your eldest son, allow me to become the defender of the family. I want to become a lawyer or a police officer that will serve as a deterrent. You know what I'm saying? For those who would like to hurt us as we serve the Lord. But my dad said to me, Bong, I will not ask you to become a preacher or any of our kids. But I am just praying to the Lord. My heart's desire is all my children will serve the Lord.
Yes.
And you know, even though I tried to study law, I studied law in Manila, where I was able to win to the Lord's name, God heard the prayers of my father. All of his three children are in the full-time ministry.
Hey.
We are missionaries in different areas in the Philippines, doing exactly the same, planting village churches, and we have a Christian. But I have made a vow to the Lord. When I started the Christian school, I made a vow to the Lord. Lord, I want to be a blessing to your servants and to their family. Pastor, in our Christian school, ever since we started until now, we don't charge tuition to all pastors' kids. You start a Christian school here in the States, this is the most blessed country of the world. You believe that? Say amen.
Well, material, amen.
Yes, materially. But still, what I'm trying to say is, it is hard to do a Christian school even here.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, even here. How much more harder would it be if you start it in a third world country like the Philippines? And to complicate things, how challenging would it be if you will not charge tuition to all pastors' kids? But what? Why am I doing that? Because I believe, if you know how to bless God's servants, God can take care of you. Amen? Yes. This church was a model church because of the regard to the workers of the Lord. Lastly, and the most important one, last two verses, verse 7 and verse 8, it says here, so that we were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. See? They were an example, a model. Why? In verse 8 is the answer. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. It says here they were an example, a model, because from them sounded out the word of the Lord. Church, listen to me, God. Okay, lastly, do you believe it is God's will that from this church the word of God should sound out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Actually, that is our marching order. Okay? That is the great commission. To go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. But ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world. That is the reason why we exist as a church. Amen.
Great.
To sound out the word of God. And they sounded out the word of God not only, it says here, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Their faith to God's word is spread abroad. Oh, Pastor, I believe that is missions. Amen.
Yes.
Even abroad. How do you sound out the word of God abroad? I wish you could go all to the Philippines. Amen. But definitely you cannot. How can you sound out the word of God even in the Philippines and other countries of the world? By supporting missionaries. Amen.
Right.
By praying and supporting missionaries. I believe God's design, okay, that the word will hear the gospel message will only be fulfilled if God's people will respond. Amen.
Yes.
And my last point is they were a model church because of the response to the will of the Lord. From them sounded out the word of God. Many churches, many Christians know that missions is God's will. But the problem is they don't respond. Folks, this church was a model church because of the response to the will of the Lord. One of the villages we're working out right now is Pintung Gubat. Pintung Gubat in your language means entrance to the forest. It is ironic, there is no forest there. Why was it entrance to the forest? Probably because it is remote. In that tiny little village, there is only one church, a small Catholic church. But when I look inside the chapel, there are so many goats inside. I said to the people, especially those I want to Christ, why are there so many goats inside the chapel? They said to me, because it is not being used. I said, there is only one chapel here and it's not being used. They said to me, no priest will go here because the people are poor. Aren't you glad there is a Baptist missionary that preaches there?
Yes.
Those people may be poor, but they also deserve to share heaven's
glory. Yes,
food.
Yes.
The best gift we could give them is not food. It's not clothing. The best gift we could give them is Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
I pray when we get to heaven, we could also see many small, black-haired, brown-skinned Filipinos. Amen. And some of them will shake our hands and will thank us. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I have been saved. My life has been changed. Will you be our partner in reaching the Philippines for Christ? We are the Ambrosia family. In closing, let me say this without no offense. In my humble opinion, as a visitor in your country, America has been amazingly, wonderfully blessed by God because of two reasons. Number one, because your forefathers founded it on faith and on the word of God.
That's correct.
Number two, because God used this country to evangelize the world.
That's true.
There were so many model churches in this country that responded to the will of God. Sent out missionaries, that's why we came to know the Lord. But now, I say this with love, no offense, my American brothers and sisters, that America has changed.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I pray for revival in this country. Do you pray for a revival? Amen.
Amen.
This country has to go back to the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And many, many churches in this country who used to be model churches are no longer model churches.
Yes.
They have become like the church of Ephesus, who has forsaken their first love. Many churches lost the love and passion for souls. Many churches lost the love and passion for missions, missionaries, and missionary endeavors. I pray that many churches will go back and become again model churches. In the eyes of your Filipino brothers and sisters, you, our American brothers and sisters, our American churches, you are our model churches. Please continue to be a model church. Amen. Let us continue to sound out. I hope it has become a challenge. Pastor, will you please come? Thank you very much for the privilege.
Amen.
Right, you heard a great message there, and you heard a very challenging message. We have an opportunity. We have unusual blessing here in this country. We have unusual finances. We have unusual comforts and luxuries. And we have an opportunity to make an eternal difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said we can have an impact, and there can be some black hair, brown skin,
man,
Filipinos up there because of some decisions that we make. And you can say the same thing about Africa, and you can say the same thing about Europe, and you can say the same thing about Asia, and on it goes. And that needs to be the burden of our heart. God's program for this age, as we've said many times, is to call out from the Gentiles the people for his name, Acts chapter 15. That's his program. If you've got something going in your life that prevents you from taking part in that, you need to get rid of that and get with God's program. I do not say this because this will make me any richer or benefit me in any way other than the blessing of God, which I very much covet. I say this for your help and for your good.
That's true.
Amen.
Nobody has ever donated their money and given their lives for the cause of Jesus Christ and regretted it. Even the ones who suffered quite a bit for it.
That's true.
Amen.
They were glad as they died that they had done so. Oh, man, I wish I did less for the Lord and went to more concerts or ball games. Many a person has laid there on their deathbed and wished they had given more to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
More, so much more of my life than I ever gave before. By and by, when I look on his face, I wish I had anybody to not meet your obligations, not provide for your family, not do the things that are obviously God's will. I guarantee you, on the authority of the Word of God and the experience of my wife having been, the best thing for you to do after you take care of your obvious obligations is to help the cause of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he'll bless you in ways that I couldn't begin to think of them all. If I started to try to list them, I would forget some of them. There are so many, this sounds bad, but there are so many, you forget to notice them all.
That's true.
That's why at Thanksgiving, when we try to tell all the things that we're thankful for, we have a hard time remembering them all.
That's true.
And we'll go around the room and somebody tell what they're thankful for, and we'll go, oh yeah, that reminds me of a couple more. And just the blessings that God gives is, you will not outgive God. Put it that way. You will not outgive God.
Amen.
All right, let's stand together and get ready to be dismissed. I do want to ask this. We won't have an invitation per se, but I do want to ask this. How many of you will pray for Brother Bong and Miss Ambrosio and Jabez and Jericho and who am I forgetting?
Johanna.
The piano player.
Yeah.
And Julia. Okay, so there are four. Johanna, how many of you will pray for them?
Amen.
How many will pray about the Lord's will in Jabez and what he's got going? Because he's graduating, right?
Amen.
Very soon and headed back. All right, let's stand and we'll be dismissed.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this chance to be number one.